first thing you've got to do is find an answer to this. And he just thinks this is terrible. And we keep throwing out one state, or I've thrown out Oklahoma, Texas, and Kentucky, all of which we hope to care. They'll all leave us.
Right. Jim Rowe called me from Connecticut a few minutes ago and said to tell you he had...
Who?
Jim Rowe.
Yeah.
And he had carried out your mission on Humphrey and had delivered the message.
He just went off this week. I didn't know it.
Went off for the... Yes, sir.
What's happening? Just rest?
I think so. He said he'd be back tomorrow. I read, I guess Bill told somebody, I read the message, this statement on civil rights, violence, and so on, to Senator Russell, and he said to tell you he thought it was excellent. Wouldn't change a word of it. Senator Hartke called this morning and said that he needed to come down and see you along with Congressman Madden and Denton. I said, what about? And he said, well, we're all upset because papers are saying that the president met for 2 hours with the governor and had taken his advice on different things. And I said, well, I'm sure you don't need to worry about that. He said, well, let me read you what the Indiana paper. I said, all right. So it does have some stories that you spent 2 hours talking to him about the vice presidency, talking about this and that. And Hartke says, nobody in Indiana respects the governor. And I said, well, Senator, we've had all the Democratic governors here a few at a time, and when they come, they spend the night. It's also sitting there, he spent the night at the White House. And that's just every Democratic governor, if he hadn't done it yet, will do it sometime. And it's nothing to everybody get excited about. And he said, well, I think I understand, but says I can't. Ray Madden's insisting he's got to come see him. But I don't think you need to do anything about it.
I told Ray Madden, say, what is it he wants? This guy came to a social reception and came in my bedroom the next morning before he left. That's all. And that we talked about nothing that affected them in any goddamn way in the world. And I just deeply resent that little son of a bitch heart can tell me I've got to do anything. If he talks to me again, I'd say, Senator, do you realize what you're doing? You're implying that the President of the United States can't see who he wants to or do what he wants to. If he called you and told you that you couldn't see this gangster that you run around with out there in Indiana, you'd resent it. None of his damn business what I was visiting with the governor or not. Man ran for me out there. I can't afford not to. Of course, you know what I'm saying. I don't understand. He's bare narrow. I hope they defeat him. That's one guy I wouldn't care. I'd rather have a Republican than have him. But he's just jabbering. He made me come out to his place next week. He wants me to be godfather of his child. He's just a goddamn nuisance all the time, and he can't be with us when we need him. I think I would call Ray Madden on and just say, now, Hartke's upset about something, and the president wanted me to talk to you and find out what the problem was. Just tell him we have 4 or 5 governors every time this man stood in for us out there and ran. If we called him, we talked no governmental business at all. Just came in, and I had a visit with Pat Brown and with him and with John Dalton, and I gave out nothing about it. That big fool Pat Brown and Dalton had to go out and talk big.
Here's your first go around on final passage, 200 to 163.
Well,
about 3 minutes
if we get anybody, that makes us dead.
That's right. But we've lost, I guess some of them are coming in the second time. That's 28 less than we had last night, but it's about the same number less for them, too. Not quite as many less.
Not on the first go-around.
No, not on the first go-around, no. I'm just talking about compared to the...
Yeah, but you see, there are a good many that don't get the first roll call.
Right, and we've got several we know of, or at least if they're doing what they say they do, who are holding back.
But you see, what did we have, 228
to... 190.
Which made what, 420 votes?
418 votes.
So we got to have 29. The speaker would break it.
Yeah, we got 363. That's 55 less than voted last night. 28 of them Democrats, or 28 on our side and 27 on the other side. Less than last yesterday. You want to try to hold talk a little bit longer or not?
Yeah, I think so. I want to get past because I can tell George to release my poverty statement.
Well, I believe 200 to 163 on first go around. It'd be a miracle if we don't win that one.
Well, it looks like to me we just got to get 9, the speaker assuming all of them were there last night. I think you ought to call Frank Smith and tell him that. I just wanted to know it. He said, sure, we don't want to ever mention this other thing, but I'm going to spend as much time trying to be as effective on that as, without any suggestion, many of them. Just tell them I'd like for them just not even recommend it. Let me assume it. But just tell them I'm going to spend some time on that guy because he really did a good job, and he ought to tell him that direct.
All right, sir.
Tell Jackie, tell Clark to come in next week.
Well, he must have done some pretty effective work because
Charlie Haddock's come up against
him. He is the only one that ever gave us Sibal's name. Nobody else ever mentioned that we were going to get him except him.
I asked Meany to call him.
Oh, did you?
Let's don't, and Larry and him ask you, let's don't know anything about this, so.
Oh, no, I
don't have pointed out or Bill or any of them. Let's just don't know. Just say, well, it must have been Pennsylvania liberals or something. New Jersey liberals. Case got them. Case in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, Bill commented this morning and says, isn't that amazing, those New Jersey votes we got? And I said, sure was.
I think
you got anything for him? Mr. Valenti just walked in.
I think you ought to ask Eddie Weisel check up on an attorney general visits with Wagner without saying we are, but he might just call Wagner and ask him, tell him the paper said they had a big meeting yesterday. And what can he tell me about it?
All right, I called him last night and told him.
Eddie?
Yes, sir, just told him sure I didn't want to thank him for all the good work on Reed and others. And wanted to be sure that they were going to stay here today.
Has anybody told you anything about the conferences in New York?
No, sir.
Ask Larry and Ken both today, or if you can, what I understood they were going to talk to the Attorney General next day or two, or after he got back, whatever happened to those conferences.
Bill Moyers told me that, I can't think who, somebody told him this morning that Attorney General had decided to run for Senate.
Is Ken there today, Jack?
Ken was there a while ago, but he's gone.
Jack, if you don't mind, call up to Larry and tell him that he's not hanging on and get anything else, get it right down to him.
Maybe here it is. Here it is now.
226 to 184.
226. Put that down, Jesse, to 184. That's final passage.
Final passage.
Now, see how you can do with Mansfield now. See if they could get it up this afternoon, concur in it, so they get a weekend to give us hell. See if there's any way. I don't imagine they're in session.
I don't think they are. Dick, call and see if the Senate's in session while we're talking right quick.
They wouldn't be, you see. They're no damn.
They're not.
They added some amendments. It's got to go back to Senate, hadn't it?
Yes, sir. They added an amendment requiring everybody to take a loyalty oath, for instance. There's a bunch of little things. And as a matter of fact, I think they want to take it to conference rather than have the Senate adopt the House amendments. The Senate is in session. All right, then I can call Mansby. Just hand me a note here. It says Jake Pickle wants to know if there's any possibility he could ride back with the president.
Oh, hell. I don't think I've got a spare spot, but I'll see. Just tell him I was loaded coming down.
All right.
Well, now they screwed us up again. They told me they were going to get over and not add any amendments, and Smith won't let it get out of conference. He won't give us a rule and stuff like that. Now those children better get busy and know what they're doing.
All right, I'll talk to Bill Shriver about that.
Now what is it, they don't want the grants to be made? What is it they got to take out?
Well, I think they kind of want to take out the loyalty oath. They thought it was unnecessary and kind of demeaning. You know, the problem that's been in other things through the years. They've got to swear they're not, to be in this thing, they've got to make an oath that they're not a communist. Under one that was adopted yesterday. And also they adopted Mrs. Green's amendment putting back in the farm part of it, which the Senate had already taken out and which the House had taken out into the adoption of substitute. But then by teller vote, they put it back in. That was the part that had the Texans upset last night. And I'm sure Pope was, although he didn't call me because it's a part he had been opposed to.
Well, I think we ought to quietly get it over there this afternoon and concur as quickly as you can before they get the fight. And we'll handle the communist thing. We don't give a damn about that. That's professional liberals. But we'll kill the whole bill if we have to rely on Smith for another rule. That's number one.
Maybe we can just not put into effect.
On the farm, we just won't put into effect the outfit.
Good.
We don't need to say that because we may have to if she raises hell.
No.
But if we can, they ought to get concurrent.
Well, I'll get with Shriver and Bill and talk Senator Mansfield and see if they can't
just
take it as the House has.
Not anything, but just tell him mine don't amount to a thing in the world. Little farm amendment that they had in there and sent it. Decided to take out to make it easier, but it wouldn't really make it easier. We thought it'd make it easier in the House. That's why we took it out.
Well, I better check my information, but Wilson McCarthy told me this morning, so you, and I didn't have to do this, I'm glad to say, but he said, just tell those Texans that are fussing that we're going to take that out in conference and not to worry about it. So
I don't want it in conference.
Yeah, I understand. Put
Bill Moyer on here now. They're going to get screwed up again. These school kids, they're just school kids.
Just a minute.
Nick?
Yeah. Well, there's a good little
for Burleson and Fisher and those people, and I'm going to tell Houston Hart, damn it, I'm not. They better get ready.
I'm anxious to see how they voted today. Bill, a pickup line, too, out there, so one of the phones.
Hello?
Eddie Folliard said he had been instructed to ask about this man, Yarmo Latke. I can't call his name, he said. But why he has left the Defense Corps and so on, I said he hadn't left. Well, he said why it is that he's not going back to the Defense Corps, I said because he hadn't left, did he? And he said, well, I was instructed to ask, and I said, well, you tell your people that he's been with the Defense Department for several years and going to stay with them, and all he's doing, he's been limp like several other departments. Step out. So that ended that. Now they tell me that these school kids up there handling this thing are getting ready to have a conference on it and bury it again. I can't be thinking of that, are they?
Do you mean in the Congress?
Yeah.
Well, they have to have a conference.
Why? Well, by God, I just pled and begged and fought and said, for God's sakes, don't adopt any amendment, and if they do, let's have a Senate concur in it.
Well,
don't you know you can't go back through them in again? But you know what, he'll screw you good and proper?
Well, under the rule, O'Brien says, you do not have to go back to the Rules Committee. Under the first rule we got.